Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Cody and going alongside Cody Tapp, I'm Alex Gold. Nick Schwert producing the show. We've got another random question of the day coming your way here in about 8 minutes or so. Follow up on our conversation we were just having. Cody wants robot umps. Nick clearly is against them. He wants wrong calls because it's entertaining. And I brought up the number that I was like, 94% is the average for umps in terms of how correct they are. And there was 23 missed last night. And Cody, you said there were 300 or so pitches thrown. So you're like, that's way worse.
I was guessing.
We were all like, yeah.
We looked it up. So there were 309.
Guess what percentage that is?
It's not 94.
It's 92%. So the guy was 2% worse, but it was the magnified.
So let's throw him out on his ass, right, Cody?
No umpire's going to miss 60% of his calls.
So it's funny how close it was.
Okay.
He did a very bad job.
It's magnified. It's the playoffs.
Subjective.
Playoffs, man. Can't make those mistakes.
Let me do some quick math of if every umpire misses 23 balls and strike calls for 162 games for 30 teams over the course of a season is. So we're just fine with them missing a million balls and strikes.
It's easy to forget that you're perfect at your job.
I've never said
it's
that.
It's unbelievable.
I never claimed that I was
why
perfect
do we
at my
hold,
job.
Why do we hold umps to these unreasonable standards?
People are betting on these games, Nick.
Because there is a way to solve their problem.
These mistakes cost people money. For example, that Nick Eovaldi curveball, the wrong call, probably actually cost me some money.
I bet you've won some money off some mistakes, too.
Never. No, never. That was just a great bet. You know how that goes. It was just a great bet. You know, that's what that was entirely.
They might have still scored the runs. It's not a guarantee.
These are good men out there. Good men.
I mean, some of them.
Trying to earn an honest living. Just calling the game they love.
Was your dad once an ump at some level?
No.
Okay, just check.
Of the three of us, I've actually umpired baseball games. I was terrible at it, so I quit.
If you weren't hitting 94% correct, I promise that.
Absolutely not. I once missed a call so bad at first base. The coach was really, I was so wrong.
You've lived so many lives.
Yeah. But bartender, radio host,
engineer,
chemist, right? Chemist.
Actor.
What was it? Actor. Singer.
People forget Cody used to act.
Thinking of singer, here in the next hour, we got to determine what the song is going to be that Cody will have to sing next week after losing the bet. Radio karaoke. We got to narrow this list down to four.
Should we add that to the wheel, by the way? Try out for local play? Just like the idea of making someone go to an audition.
I like that too, but what if you actually make the play?
I don't
that's
know.
That's a huge obligation.
Yeah, that's a lot of time spent.
You just turn
like, yeah, we loved you. Now we have rehearsal three nights a week.
And you're like, oh, okay. You got to try out for the lead because the odds of you getting the lead. You're like, look, I'll only take the lead. You're like, what? That's it.
I'm going to ask you to sing during the audition.
I'm either Henry Higgins or I am no one in this musical. That is it. Those are the lines.
Someone says, also don't forget Cody wants bank robber.
Yeah, I did work on
that.
Right,
bank teller.
Have I really done that many different things in my life? You're guys making it sound like it's a lot of different things.
Yeah, you're old, man. You know, you're just getting old.
I think it's just because you two have never worked outside of this industry. You both went to college, entered radio.
I mean, I had a high school job.
Never left.
No, I was a bartender in college and shortly thereafter.
Nick never gave me any free drinks in college. Just want to point that out.
A mixologist.
Nick never gave me free drinks. Mm.
As a good mixologist, I was so good. I would always pour the whiskey and then the Diet Coke just right. That Jim Beam and that off-brand Coke.
Real complicated.
Yeah, man.
Complicated drinks.
Never too strong. Never too weak.
That's good of you.
Those Red Bull vodkas, man.
Vegas bombs.
I'll make you the best Red Bull vodka you ever had.
I don't even know how to make a Vegas bomb, and I bartended for like 8 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you were bartending at elitist establishments.
I really was. Yeah.
Yeah. I was giving drinks to 22-year-olds.
They didn't care what you put in that cup. As long as they got a buzz off of it, they didn't care.
And I wasn't getting tipped.
The hope for this Chiefs defense right now, if you look at it, I think we can narrow it down, right? I mean, I have told you I'm a little bit more optimistic that this Chiefs defense can continue to get better. I said that before even their performance against Washington. Obviously, I have even more confidence that they can. But it still ultimately comes down to a group of what, three players? You could argue two separate groups of three players, right? Chris Jones, Frank Clark, both on the field at the same time. The idea that you can move Chris Jones back inside if you bring in Whitney Mercilus.
If you want to, anyway, yeah.
If you want to. Or is there still some belief that, is there another combination of players that can do it? Because I think I've talked about Chris Jones, Frank Clark before, and to a certain extent, I think Jaron Reed has to somehow be a factor at some point. Is Willie Gay, Juan Thornhill, and Rashad Fenton, after what you saw Sunday, part of that group as well? Because I've been a believer also that Willie Gay Jr. can have an impact still on this defense. When we talked for the first 3 or 4 weeks and he wasn't available, I said, I want to see what they look like with him on the field. His snap count's got to increase, though. And so, which one do you think actually happens between the two?
Well, and it's not that I think there's a magic pill, as we've talked about with the defense, that takes them from the league's worst defense to the league's 15th best defense. It's that all those names you mentioned, Gold, provide you enough opportunity for change that you actually can, if you want, have hope about the defense. I know I've largely been, how are they going to get better? I don't see a way they can get better. This is actually the way they can get better. Chris Jones and Frank Clark play at the same time, and they have a 2% better pass rush, which I do not think is absurd, but at this point I'm not counting on. But the more likely, you said, of the two, is that Willie Gay, Juan Thornhill, and Rashad Fenton actually make a difference. Hughes has gotten beat more than any other corner. Dan Sorensen has gotten beat by any more safety. And the linebacker crew has been the worst unit on the field. So if those three players now are just on the field more, and Chris Jones and Frank Clark are on the field more, there's a tangible reason to say that the defense should just get better by proxy. I think it's more likely that Gay, Thornhill, and Fenton can actually do some of this. This is the difference. This is where you can be an optimist, but like I'm having a hard, I'm not saying it's going to happen yet because I'm not a firm believer in that case.
This is similar week one, after week two, after week three, after week four. I was pounding on the table,
but here's
on this show saying, I want to see what they look like when they have Frank Clark and Chris Jones on the field. I want to see what they look like with Willie Gay. And you guys looked at me like I was crazy for saying that I thought that could actually make a difference. And now here we are having the conversation. You're telling me that you think Fenton might possibly be part of the fix?
I think he can be, but here's the problem is I'm pointing out to you, there are five players essentially that make the difference if this season's going to be better. I've already ruled out Jaron Reed. He can't get to the quarterback. We are six games into this. He has shown no signs. Frank Clark's shown a slight flash. Chris Jones, when he's on the field, has been good. Yeah. Willie Gay, Fenton, Thornhill have shown me something. It's five guys. Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Gay, Thornhill, and Fenton. How many of those guys do you actually trust to fix it? That's the issue.
Yeah, to me,
it's like
still,
you're more optimistic about those five still than I am.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you it's coming down to those five, but I'm saying how likely is it that those five really do change the dynamic?
Yeah, I don't put Thornhill or Fenton, though, in my, like, how does they... I don't think... It's still, to me, is all about the defensive line and really the ability to get pressure on the quarterback.
So you think it's about those two guys?
Like, look, it's great. It's a nice added bonus if Fenton's going to play better. He should be playing more now going forward than over Hughes. Obviously, we saw in one game, let's keep that in mind, that Thornhill being out there, we're going to find out this week and the next week, was it just, hey, the opponent and everybody played better as a union, or how much was it truly Juan Thornhill, right? We're going to learn because there's still going to be a game, and it could be this week. We'll see where it's not. Juan Thornhill's not going to be perfect playing back there. He's going to get burnt at some point as well. If Juan Thornhill clearly was just this all-star Pro Bowl player once again, I think our whole conversation the first 5 weeks would have been
different. So here's the thing with Thornhill is that I still see it differently. I do not think he wasn't playing just because of play. I think it is fairly obvious the Chiefs did not like something about his attitude. You can call it reckless speculation if you want, But the two of them have been on the field, and when one is on the field versus the other, one definitively plays better than the other.
Yeah, it just wasn't problem solved, though, to me, and I feel like people are acting as if Juan Thornhill was the reason why the defense played better. He's a factor in it. He was, the defense against Washington wasn't suddenly able to play as effectively as they were because of
Their
Juan Thornhill.
Their five best quarters of football on defense this season are when Juan Thornhill plays the most. I do not think he's the singular factor to why they are better, but he is definitively makes this defense better. And
so
I do
when
not
he's
think
on the
was...
field, it's impactful. But when I told you after the Buffalo game that the third quarter and Willie Gay Jr. was playing over Ben Neiman, I thought, man, there was that. There's a no secret why they play better was Willie Gay.
It's hard
we poo-pooed that because Juan Thornhill is the guy that everybody wanted to play, and he's got the impact.
It's a smaller sample size. It's a small sample size with Thornhill. It's even smaller with Willie Gay. That's why I'm not trying to knock it down. It's that he played 15 snaps in that third quarter you're talking about, and he played 17 snaps in the game. I got 30 snaps. I got way more than that with Thornhill. It's not a big sample size, and I'm not saying Gay can't have an impact either. I just told you. I listed off the five guys I think actually make a difference for the defense the rest of the way, and Willie Gay is on that list just based on the way he plays.
Thornhill helps. Rashad Fenton helps, but ultimately, for this improvement to continue or be any bit what you believe. It has to be Chris Jones and Frank Clark, and I'm out on Jaron Reed as well. But honestly, at a certain point, like if you really think they can take a step forward,
if you really
got to somehow magically show up. There's no reason to believe that he's going to, which is why I think at some point, if they bring in Whitney Mercilus or now they have more faith in Mike Dana, you're going to start seeing Chris Jones come back inside. The good news from Andy Reid when we heard him earlier today is that Chris Jones and another guy we didn't mention here, Charvarius Ward, all practice today. Charvarius Ward is this team's number two corner.
But corner, it's hard because like corner hasn't really been their problem. And Fenton is at least replacing the weakest guy. So I assume when Ward comes back there, maybe a hair better, but not. Like Fenton was a part of, like, to me, the changing of the guard on defense. I know it didn't feel that big of a deal because Hughes played 80% of the snaps. But I feel like that means when Ward comes back, that's where Ward's snaps go, right? Like, really, Fenton is the reason, the inevitable reason why Hughes might play less, not Ward. That's why I guess I was ranking them differently as far as who makes an impact on the defense. I just wonder whether or not when you're looking at this group, you know that it really comes down to just a few guys
who can make
any kind of tangible impact. But, and it probably starts with the defensive line, but there's clear evidence in this early going that Thornhill has had an early impact.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Nick, and over on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-576-7610. Of course, the random question of the day, brought to you by the Window Source of Kansas City. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, but Facebook is planning on rebranding their entire company. Do not freak out. Your app named Facebook will still exist.
It's like Google. They're Alphabet now, but it's still Google. It's just going to be a different...
I already forgot that Google is Alphabet. Yeah. I still assumed they were Google, so I assume it will go similarly here.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. There'll be a secondary company within that, if that makes sense.
Like a brand. Tax dodge or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, no, it's because everybody, you know, Facebook's been under,
quite a bit of scrutiny lately.
Zuckerberg wants to create the metaverse, man.
And so he wants to have other products and not have it, people think of Facebook every time one of their products come out. So it's a smart move on the name recognition wise.
Like, look, this company brought out this company. You're like, that's Facebook. You're like, nope, it's not. It's another name.
Did you ever watch the show Silicon Valley?
It's incredible.
That's pretty much what's happening here.
Yeah, because like,
new internet.
Because before, like, Facebook owns Instagram and WhatsApp and all that, and they're like, we don't want Facebook to own those. We want whatever the new name of the company is to own it. Anyway.
So my random question for you today is...
What's the question here?
Choose a new name for yourself. What would you go by if you weren't going by Alex? What name do you want to go by instead? Do you find yourself to be a Todd?
Definitely not.
I said that because
Seth? That's my brother's name.
Todd, definitely not.
It's a good
Seth?
No.
I feel like you got to go something else. Like, Alexander, isn't that kind
biblical,
of...
biblical,
yeah,
mean?
You got to go like a biblical name, right?
I mean, I could flip the middle name. I mean, I guess you flip the middle name.
What's your middle name?
Joseph.
Abraham.
Would you go by? You don't strike me as
Abraham.
Joseph.
Abraham.
Can I? Ezekiel. Do you think? can I go by my middle name? It's my grandpa's first name. It's Bancroft. Can I go by that permanently? I don't think I can
Bancroft
do that. Unless...
and Gold, the next crime drama.
Oh my God, that is. Because if I go by Bancroft Tap, I have to quit this job and go work for NPR.
Or
like, I don't have a choice to stay in
you
radio.
You have to be a high-up executive at a large bank.
Yeah. I can't do this job. I can't be some schlub on sports radio and be Bancroft Tapp. Mm-hmm. You got to do important stuff. Yeah. My grandpa was a lawyer. Like, you're going to go with that. It's got to be something. So I got to choose a much more normal person name. Like, and it's not, like, see, mine's not religious in any way. Cody was a name that just showed up in the 80s for like 30 minutes. Like 200 people named their kid that, and then everybody stopped naming their kid Cody after like 1990. It just died. It just pittered. Like, it's a name that will, it was never popular before 1985, and it's never been popular
like
past 1991.
Do you like Cody?
I've gotten pretty used to it, honestly.
over the years? Huh?
No, be honest.
You know what it is? I think it's perfectly fine now, but when you're 70, you're going to be like, Cody is not.
You don't like it.
Cody's
not
a good name for a 70-year-old.
You're right. It is a younger person.
It's not
name,
a good name for a 70-year-old. Like Alexander or Alex, nobody's going to be like, oh, look at this guy. But I also think of that about a lot of names that people name.
Like Grandpa Cody.
Grandpa
Cody.
Yeah, the vibe's wrong there. But I went to school with a lot of like
grandson,
Tiffany's.
I would never respect
like Grandma Tiffany doesn't sound right either. It's pretty much just any name from that era of life.
I love my name. That's the thing. I think I have the best.
Love it? But you got to choose a new name.
Nicholas? Solid name.
You got to choose a new name, though. That's the random question.
I have
what are you
to choose
go
a new name?
What would I?
I'm choosing Cody. Personally.
You got to think about it matching. Let's say your last name has to stay the same.
Well, my last name's a nightmare.
Cody
so.
Schwart? I don't think it sounds good, man. I think you got to... Nick works. You need a single syllable name because the last name's too complicated.
If you're making me change my name, I'm changing it to Brent.
I don't know what I would say.
Brent Schwart? That's terrible together.
Blake Gold doesn't sound good.
You can't
either.
Choose any one, like one syllable names.
Keith.
Like you can't do Keith. Like I can't change my name to yours because it doesn't work with Tap. Nick Tap, it's too quick. Nick Tap? Yeah. Hi, I'm Nick Tap. What's going on, guys? Just sound like you're hopped up all the time. It's not good. It's a bad combo.
All right, I'll go
you
with
need
Keith.
At least two
I'll
syllables.
Go Keith.
You look like a Keith, you know? You look like Keith.
You're just like intentionally choosing the worst names.
What's wrong
text
with
text line
Keith
says since
Brent.
Gold already looks like Gabe from The Office.
Brent's okay. I just don't think it works.
How about Spencer?
Spencer Schwart. It could work. Hmm. Spencer Schwart.
Cool. That's me then, I guess.
Ryan, actually. There you go.
Do you
Ryan.
Have the best name of all of your
Ryan.
Siblings?
It's a Ryan.
I have one sibling.
Ryan
What's their
Schwart.
Name?
Her name is Kara. You know what? My parents told me if I would have been a girl, they would have named me Kelsey.
That's very much time, like age-wise appropriate. Yeah. I only knew one Kelsey, and she sucked. So I'm glad you're Nick.
What about Shaquille?
Okay, Shaquille Schwart. Honestly, powerful.
One of my favorite basketball players.
Also would stand out on the air versus like Bancroft. You choose a name like that, that's going to stand out. You're like, who's that new guy at 6'10"? Shaquille. You're like, I'm sorry, back up.
Yeah.
What's who? Shaquille Schwart.
Uh-huh.
Big fan.
Yeah, yours, though, is more like, for more on the murder down the street, we go to John Bancroft. Like, and it just seems like that's mm-hmm. where you're going with that. Text line says, Troy, Kobe Tapp. Kobe Tapp.
Oh, instead? Nice.
I'll be Shaq, you can be Kobe.
Oh, gosh.
Perfect combination.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Kobe and Gold.
I don't want to be Derek Fisher in this equation at all.
I don't want to be Derek Fisher at all.
No. I'll let you just choose, like, who was the third guy on that team that didn't really matter.
I don't want to be Derek Fisher, no.
Derek Gold? That sounds fine. What's wrong with that?
Derek.
What do you got against Derek's?
Derek.
There's really nothing. I think
Someone says my voice sounds like I should be a Jonathan.
Jonathan Gold. He does sound... Jonathan Gold's pretty powerful.
Jonathan Gold name. Works.
It does.
Jonathan.
It sounds like it was entered in a random name generator and then tossed around. Mm-hmm. What did we come out with? Jonathan Gold. Sounds like a real estate agent.
Yes.
Okay, I guess we'll just stick with this. I was just curious. They were going to change their name. I thought maybe we'll
see what
happened.
Glad we did this exercise.
Very important.
Look, I had fun.
I'm in need of a rebrand as well.
I think if you're going to do anything, you got to lower the complications of the last name.
Well, you want to change the last name?
That's the surname, man. You don't really mess with that. Unless you're just ashamed, of which I'm not.
The Schwart family name holds strong? I'm only ashamed of some taps,
not all. If anything, it's being elevated by Cody and Gold.
Someone said Gold can be Phil Jackson. So they get into I'll be in this equation. Okay, I'll take it.
Phil Gold?
No, that's terrible.
That's just no good.
You can be the Rick Fox.
Rick Fox. Good looking man. I was waiting for Nick to make that comment.
Usually. Why would I make that comment? Because
that's normally your comment.
Wait, so you think he's hot?
That's normally, here we go. That's normally your comment. No, wait. You normally chime in. He's a good looking man.
Why do you automatically go to looks?
Oh, now we're reversing roles. I see what you're trying to do.
No, you think Rick Fox is hot?
Here we go again. Here we go.
I mean, that's what you said.
Right down the same road.
Uh-huh.
That's fine if you do. There's nothing wrong with
Nick's
that.
Nick's completely reversing the roles now.
Simple yes or no.
He called him handsome already. I think he's established.
What do you want me to say?
If Rick Fox leaned, if you guys were watching a basketball game together, right? And he leaned in for a kiss. What are you doing? You're going to deny Rick Fox.
Oh, my goodness. Coming up next, the fatal flaw of every team in the AFC.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.